I'd like to call the House Transportation Committee to order. It's March 29th, Thursday, 1:15 p.m. And members present are Representative Sullivan Leonard, Representative Drummond, Representative Klayman, Representative Kopp, and myself, Chair Wolf. We have a quorum to conduct business. If you have anything to pass, any notes to pass us, please do through Laura Steidoff, our committee aide. I'd like to thank Sandra Edwardson, Transportation Committee Secretary, and Doug Bridges from the Juneau LIO for their support. The only item we have today on the agenda is House Bill 136, Motor Vehicle Franchises, by Representative Klayman, which we heard on Tuesday. We have Gary Sleeper with the Auto Dealer Alliance online as invited testimony, and we will get to other testimony. I'm going to open up public testimony right now. And if there's, I don't see anyone online. Is there anyone in the room? Is Gary Sleeper online?
No,
sir. Nope. Okay. Is there anyone in the room who would like to testify? And so come forward.
Good afternoon.
I'm not used to being the opening argument.
Well,
for the record, my name is Steve Allwine. I'm a car dealer, new car dealer here in Juneau. I'm also a member of the Alaska Auto Dealers Association Board of Directors, and I am the state director for the National Auto Dealers Association. First of all, I wish to thank you, Mr. Chair, for bringing HB 136 up today. Again, we hope that you'll see fit to pass it out of the committee today. Briefly, as a locally family-held dealership, I strongly support this piece of legislation. Short and sweet and to the point, it serves to update our state franchise laws that were written back in 2004. Further, it serves to provide reasonable protections to Alaska's 29 new car dealers, our 6,900 direct and indirect employees, and frankly, consumers throughout the state, especially those in remote areas. The bill addresses dealer succession, which is important to car dealers because most car dealers, and most people may not realize this, are actually family businesses. It makes positive changes that give the dealer the ability to pass the business to another family member or to an experienced manager. Most importantly, the bill addresses manufacturer warranty issues and recalls, which in this day and age are top of mind every time you think about a car. It provides that a dealer will be compensated at a level for these types of work that will allow investment in both equipment and personnel to provide stronger and more effective customer service throughout the state. It also provides, this is important, significant consumer protections to our customers in outlying areas. It gives us as dealers, and frankly, it also gives the manufacturers opportunities and responsibilities to help people who have cars that may be in our case, as simple as Petersburg or Wrangell, Ketchikan, places like that. Because of the hard work of the bill's sponsor, Representative Klayman, and his willingness to bring all the parties together in the interim and at the beginning of the session, frankly, I feel we've reached a reasonable accord. That's a car joke for those of you who were paying attention.
You didn't give me enough time.
I also wanted to thank Representative Klayman for all his work, his hard work on this legislation. I respectfully request that you pass the bill out of the committee. I'm available for questions. Thank you for your time.
Thank you for your testimony. Are there any questions from the committee?
Representative Kopp. I just want to comment that I'm aware this issue has been before the legislative body for a number of years, and I too want to commend the bill sponsor and the manufacturers and the auto dealers for working this out. And I know that mediation takes a lot of work, so thank you, Representative Klayman. So, yeah.
I copy those words as well, and I'd like to thank Representative Klayman for his regal effort. That was a car joke as well.
Well done, sir.
And
I'm sure that would be a dated car joke.
Yeah, well. And there was an issue that came up earlier, and I imagine you guys worked it all out, so maybe I shouldn't even bring it up. But it looks like you covered a lot of the big issues, and I'm glad you guys were able to come to agreement.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
And seeing no other questions, is there anyone else who wishes to testify? Seeing none, no one online, I'll close public testimony. My office didn't receive any amendments, so my intent is to move the bill. Representative Kopp.
Are you looking for a motion?
I would love a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move to report. I move to report committee substitute for House Bill 136, version 30-LS0561/R, out of committee with attached zero fiscal note.
Seeing no objection, the bill is such moved, and we will gavel out and sign the papers. Thank you all.